as Christian, we should pray. You know, we have a loving God, and He favors us. It's so wonderful to realize that we can walk and to be at His very presence and just talk to Him. You know, whatever we have in our heart, we can praise Him, we can cry before Him, and we can ask for anything. You know, as Christians, we have this privilege. It's so special. We need to remind ourselves every day. Prayer is not just a duty. Prayer is a relationship with God. It's so wonderful relationship. You know, when I was in Africa, just a lot of incidents, similar incidents, I believe you people also have. You know, one time I went to visit the local king. The king, that he controlled 113 villages, is considered a powerful king. And probably I'm the only Asian learn their language in this world. So I went and see him. I mean, I'm not sure his second name or third name. We know each other quite well. So when he saw me coming, so I went in, so I left my sandal at the door, you know, doorstep, and went in barefoot because it's sand. You know, barefoot, 115 degree, barefoot is just nice. You know, we don't wear shoes. So we're walking. But before I realized, the second man of the king, he picked up my sandal and bring it all the way, and where I sit, he put beside my feet. And the king just, you know, just welcomed me, and we talk. And actually a lot of people waiting outside. I felt so honored, you know, can go to the king anytime. And probably because I'm the only Asian can speak his language, so, you know, anytime, you'll be fine. And people, those people, you know, waiting at the gate outside under the hangar, that means the shade, and they were looking at me like, who are you? Why you just walk in? We wait and you walk in. We kill, you don't? You understand what I'm saying? I mean, as Christian, we can walk and we can go to God anytime. That is a privilege. Don't forget that. Otherwise, our Christian life can be very difficult. You know, frustration, disappointed, you know, misery. Just remember that we are His children. We can go to Him anytime. You know, like 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, 17, and 18 say, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Pray, come before Him, pray, this is His will. This is His will. This is so beautiful. You know, when I read the Bible, I just try to listen how God, you know, long to be companion with us, or long to have us to be with Him. So Bible just continuously using come, you know, and then He will teach us, He will love us, He will listen to us. Those are so beautiful, so beautiful. So brothers and sisters, doesn't matter what happened, let's raise out our hands and pray and be joyful. And then, you know, just continue to trust Him, because this is His will that will come before Him. That's so important. I'm so, you know, heavy this morning because I read the Norwegian bombing yesterday or the day before. And one journalist put it in a way, a question mark there. Is it Christian anti-Muslim group? I thought, well, was it done by Christian? I don't know. What is going on in this world? Just a lot of things happening. It's totally out of God's will. And then yesterday, in China, the so-called bullet train, 155 miles per hour, That's fast. Last year, I took more than once of that kind of train. And then because of lightning, the power off, up, you know, and then the train in front stopped, and the one from behind just crashed in. I don't know, someone from our church saying that 200200 died. And then immediately I went to the website. I found out 93 died. 191 injured. I mean, this is just from the local newspaper. How accurate, we don't know. But that is a lot of people die dead. What happening? You know, I just pray every day for our government, USA here. Sounds like today or tomorrow is the deadline for a lot of things. Are we worrying? I confess, yes. But we need to come before our Lord, because this is just beyond, you know, what we can do, or even those people they are in the authority can do much, in a sense. We need to pray, brothers and sisters. We need to trust God that He is the one that can solve the problem, or point us to a way to solve the problem. And the heat, I don't know how you feel about the heat. Sometimes I feel comfortable at home, but sometimes I feel this is a bit too much. Especially last Wednesday when the aircon broke down. And then we were just saying, wow, 91 degrees in the house, 10 o'clock, you know, in the night, how are we going to sleep? And then we made phone call, one brother from our church, he can fix the air condition. But he was far away fixing someone's air condition into the night. And then we called him saying, don't come, around 10 o'clock. And then he said, I'm at your door. And he fixed it. I mean, just, you know, a lot of things going on, brother and sister. We need to come before the Lord all the time, because He loves to hear our prayer, and He loves to answer our prayer. That is, you know, so beautiful to be Christian, to be children of God. That's why, you know, Paul say, be joyful, because nothing else we can be sure of but the love of God, and He listens our prayer, we can be sure of. That's so wonderful, so beautiful. And then when Israelites, they were so far away from God. Anyone you're familiar with 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14? You need to memorize this verse. Sorry? Okay, if my people, that's it, who are called by my name, in year 77 actually, in Hong Kong, I learned to sing this song in the big choir. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, shall humble themselves and pray. I mean, I love it. How many years already? 30 years? And I still remember that. It's so beautiful, because God's heart just longing out to His people, saying that, humble yourself, call my name. He is waiting for us. So why are we kind of hesitate to come before Him? We Christian, I think we will say we pray, and then in our heart we say that we never really learn well about praying to God. It's something that is not just one time, like, you know, you have a class in Sunday school, then you understand, and that's it. It's a lifetime relationship with God. He is longing to meet us when we come before Him with prayer. So brothers and sisters, we need to really sincerely develop our prayer life individually, as a family, as you know, a small group, if you have a few friends, or if you feel like those are difficult, come to the church and pray, because then you will pray with other brothers and sisters. Let's do it, because that is so important. Besides that, what can we do? What can we do? You know, when Matthew or Luke, when the disciple went to Jesus and said, "Teach us how to pray," you remember the Lord's Prayer? How many of you can memorize the Lord's Prayer? Yes, a few hands. Thank you. And I learned it when I was around 4 or 5 in Sunday school. I never forgot it. Never forget it. It's so beautiful. So beautiful. You know, when people come to the Lord and ask, "Teach us how to pray," our God never, never turn us away. Never said, "I'm too busy, come back another time." Never. So brothers and sisters, why are we, even as Christians, we got into problems, difficulties, and see no way out? Yes, those things do happen. But remember, that is not the end. That is not the end. That is the beauty of you know, being Christian, having a loving God. So learn how to pray is so important. And then you see, in the Bible there are a lot of the stories about when people pray, how God answers prayer. I don't know if you experience, you know, the power of prayer. Let's say you pray for someone, you pray for something, and you experience that God responds and God listens to your prayer and it solves the problem. How many of you in your Christian life you have experienced this kind of pray and God answer your prayer? Thank you. I've seen many, many hands. How about last year, the last 12 months? Thank you. Thank you. I've seen a lot. You know, if I ask what about last week, okay, you know. Just something that we need to carry on, you know, continue to trust the Lord. Sometimes I struggle a little bit because I have experienced a lot. So I say, year 75, year 79, year. Then I realize that in my 30 over years Christian life, I probably have 10, 15 those very dramatical kind of experience. But still, that's not enough. Because God can do miraculous things. You know, just from the Bible, when we pray, God acts. That is so important. Quite often when we pray, we forgot what we say. And that is not very nice. You call a friend, "Can we come and eat together tomorrow?" And you forgot. Can we meet somewhere this afternoon? And you forgot. That's not very nice. We need to be more serious about it. That's why James chapter 5 verse 17 and 18 say, Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. And the Bible says, again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. Pray, you know, come up with power. God answer our prayer. How much do we believe it? When we really pray, sometimes we are scared because we don't know how God is going to answer it. So when the pastor say, "Well, who wants to respond to God?" said, "Here I am, send me." And if you want to do it, pray sincerely. How many want to pray? Because you are scared, because, well, I'm not sure, but probably God is serious about it. If I say so, then he will send me to somewhere that I don't want to go. What happened? You know, when I was in the first Bible seminary, it was, I can't remember, 77 or 78. I was in charge of an open rally, just open air rally at the basketball court on one of the islands in Hong Kong. And then I have everything ready, then I led a group of people to prayer. Before the rally start, the evangelistic meeting start, the cloud just came in, and we know that it's going to rain. So we told everybody saying that, just keep going, we will pray. You know how heavy is that? You pray, you hold the cloud back. You pray and ask God to do miracle. You pray that people will come, because you don't want people to see the cloud and say it's going to rain, we are not going to come because we don't want to get wet. We pray so heavy. Pray until one point we just dare not to look outside because our faith is not big enough. What happens if we pray and start sprinkle? What happens if we cry out and pray again and the rain came? What happens if we pray and pray and pray and nobody in the basketball court there? I mean, everybody gone. You know, that is the battle. When we go into the real prayer, we go into battle. When we just mumble and say something and forget about it, I wonder if that is so-called prayer according to God's will. Brother and sister, let's be serious about our prayer life. As a pastor, I confess that I still have a long way to go. I need to learn a lot more. In prayer life, quite often I feel like that is not enough. And last night, I just pray through our church members, pray through a lot of friends that they are not here, pray through, you know, a lot of missionaries, they are on a mission field. And this morning again, I continue to pray for Obama, pray for different people, pray for China, and pray for those refugee, or can you call them refugee? They were escaping Somalia because of the drought, and into Kenya, Nairobi area. My heart just goes to them because I felt like God's heart also goes to them. So I can't help. When I come before the Lord and Lord starts saying something, and I need to say amen, I need to pray alongside with Him. So that's so beautiful when you have a companion, you can pray together. You know, your friend start praying for this morning's Sunday worship. And when he finished or she finished, and you would like to continue to pray for whoever, you know, whatever we need to pray and to cover. Just cover, you know, our ministry, our brother, sister, with the love of God, with His mercy, with His blood. That is the battle. That is the battle. So important. So brothers and sisters, those are Elijah's experience. And he prayed. It's a battle. Because he dared to stay openly in front of the king, saying that if I don't pray, no rain. And if the next day rain, what happened? Lose face or what? Well, it's so difficult. In Exodus chapter 17, verse 11, it's a beautiful story again from the Bible. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites, what happened? The Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. That was the battle. In the history, that was the real battle. But on the other hand, on the mountain, where Moses and the other two companions were, that was a spiritual battle. How long can you raise your hand and pray? Have you done that for 1 hour? You know, when I read the dedication prayer for the new temple of Jerusalem, when Solomon made the prayer, I raised my both hands, I read the Bible. I was so tired before his prayer finished. And that was not very long. Maybe my English is not good enough, so I read slower. But anyway, Moses raised his hand.
and Israelites, they were winning against the enemy. And when he was so tired, he lowered his hand, and the enemies won. Brothers and sisters, how often do we see our daily prayer, our intercession as a spiritual battle? How often do we see them? That's so crucial for our understanding. What do we mean by prayer? Of course, we can give thanks to God. You know, we can just, you know, pray for family members, friends, without thinking about spiritual battle. But quite often, when we pray, our enemy tries to discourage us, try to do something. There's always spiritual battles. Always. Do you remember Daniel? Remember his prayer 3 times per day and kneel down facing Jerusalem 3 days. And he opened his window so people can see him. And then if you are familiar with the story, you know that that is a spiritual battle again, because those people, they want to, you know, just pull him down from the, you know, high position. They accused him of worshipping other god beside the king. And he was put into what? The lion den. That's a spiritual battle. So brothers and sisters, when we pray, remind ourselves saying that God loves to hear our prayer. God, you know, our God loves to answer our prayer. But God also wants us to experience the power of prayer through, you know, our really prayer life. Just come before Him, sit with our God. I'm so amazed with the Sahel, the culture in Sahel area. When I say Sahel, it's the sub-Sahara desert area. Good friendship means sitting together all the time. And sometimes not talking for 1 hour, just sitting there. And everybody knows that you are good friends. I say, how? Just the relationship, the nearness, the willingness to be with someone, speak out so loud. Are we willing to come before our Lord and be near to Him? And just ever ready. If you want to say something, you say to Him. If He wants to instruct us, we are ready to obey, to listen. That's so beautiful. The prayer life is so important, so crucial to us. So brothers and sisters, never forget about prayer. That's so important. It's so important. In Book of Acts, chapter 12, verse 5, do you remember this story? Anyone remember these stories? So Peter was kept in where? Jail or prison. And the Bible says, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. Okay, I can understand that. If I'm put in jail, I don't wonder if you people pray for me or not. I think so. But just remember this. When the church pray, what happened? Miracles happen. And God sent angel, and the angel just, took Peter out from the jail. First by, you know, just broken the chain on his foot, feet and hands, and then open the door for him and just walk out. Do you want to have this kind of experience? If you want to, you need to have the opportunity to go to jail first. Yes, because if you are so, everything is so okay, I mean, who pray for you? I mean, what should we pray for you? I mean, we don't pray that you will go to jail. You know, we only pray that you will be released or free from difficulties or, you know, suffering, whatever. But brother and sister, the message here is, doesn't matter where we are, what the circumstances is, God loves us. And also, if people start praying, God is going to perform miracles in different ways. In different ways. So usually, what miracles? You know, some people prefer certain kind of miracle than the other. But actually, everything, if we open our eyes and look around, we see miracles. We see miracles. Why we have cloud but no rain? Or why yesterday had cloud got rain? You know, we don't understand. I mean, just think about it. You know, in God's hand, everything is possible. And that's why we need to learn how to pray. That's so important. Because if we miss this, we miss a whole bunch of spiritual blessings. You remember this. If God calls you to be in Colombia or in America, doesn't matter where, to serve Him faithfully. If God calls you to go to other countries, like Algeria, or Togo, or Benin, or Kazakhstan, or China, or Cebu in Philippines, no worry. What is the difference? Where God is, that is the best place. That is the best place. So when my daughter Ruth told me that I'm going back to Africa, I said, why not? I mean, what is the difference staying in America or, you know, go to Africa? The most important thing is that's God's will. That's God's will. And yesterday I asked David, I said, how is everything? Because I read the news saying that where he is, people were on the street protesting. I mean, like a Middle East country. I mean, he didn't even mention to me about anything happened. Because what when he was in the, you know, like elementary school, he and Job and Ruth already sitting on the wall, sitting, you know, looking at the police and the university students, you know, one throw the bottle of oil and the other side the tear gas. And they were grown up in that kind of spirit environment. They don't think that anything is abnormal. Just normal than daily life. What's so worried about it? But of course, the main thing is we need to trust the Lord, not trusting our experience. So brothers and sisters, I just encourage all of us to really take prayer life seriously. Because when we are going to have new church building, we are not looking at the numbers only. We really need to look at the spiritual life, our spiritual perspective. A strong church, the church can bless, can use, not only depend on how many Christians there. We need to have, you know, the army, the soldier, the army of our Lord to be there to pray and to reach out. So I encourage you, we have, you know, Dan and some other coming to church on Wednesday and pray. I encourage you to come. Because, you know, when we come together and pray, that is really encouraging. That will strengthen brothers and sisters' faith in the Lord. So important. Just in case you say, I cannot come, you know, every Wednesday. But can you make it once in a month at least to start up with? We try to have a church prayer time on Wednesday night so that we can cover the church ministry. So that means when you come and pray, you know what is going on in the church. You are not outsider. You are insider. You are one of the church. And you know what is happening and what is our plan. You know, we can pray together and look to God by faith and expecting God to do great things. So if you pray at home, which is good, but you may miss out a lot of things that as a church we are praying to God and then expecting God to do great things and certain areas of ministry that you may not realize. So please do make effort to come before the Lord together at least one Wednesday per month. I'm not suggesting those you come every week and you know now you come once only. I'm not suggesting that, but I'm just saying that those you haven't come, you know, and I would suggest that Lord, you know, you will, you know, come at least once a month. And then hopefully with prayer we'll see the blessing hands of our Lord on individual of us and also on our church. Let's pray. Father God, we want to thank you again for having the desire to be near with us, and you call us to come before you and pray because you want us to learn how to be close with you, understand your heart desire, and learn how to pray according to your will, and learn how to, you know, live a Christian life according to your will also. And Lord, most importantly, because you love us, you know, if we want to, you know, just do whatever you ask us to do, we will experience the power of prayer, the love of our God. So just help us to be a Christian that we have the desire to come to pray, not just individually, but as a church, we should come and pray together so that we can see we as a church looking to you in prayer, and that God, you are going to do something miraculously that will encourage our church, that will encourage us to reach up to the world. And Lord, we just ask that God, you help us this morning, encourage us this morning. We want to thank you, Lord, and bless each and every one of us here this morning. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you.